Hi, y'all. This is Carrie D. Welcome to the Coffee with Carrie Homeschool Podcast. Join me every Thursday for some much-needed encouragement, coffee, and conversation. It's my prayer that this podcast will help you homeschool one step at a time, one day at a time, and one cup of coffee at a time. Hey, if you're blessed each week by our podcast, make sure you check out my book, Just Breathe and Take a Sip of Coffee, Homeschool in Step with God. Then, share our podcast with some of your homeschooling friends who might need a little encouragement this week. You can also find me at my website, coffeewithcarrie.org. So stick around, pour yourself a cup of coffee, put your feet up, and take a little coffee break with me. Let's get started. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Coffee with Carrie Homeschool Podcast. This week's episode's going to be short and sweet because it really is that easy to do science simply. Okay, so today I want to share with you one of my favorite topics and subjects, science. Now, I love everything about teaching and learning and exploring science. Well, except the balancing equations and figuring out velocity part of chemistry and physical science. But other than that, I love science. Teaching science doesn't have to stress you out, and it doesn't have to break your pocketbook either. It doesn't have to be expensive, stressful, or boring. And it certainly doesn't have to revolve around a dry textbook. Really, the best and easiest way to study science each year is to pick a topic you want to learn about as a family and dive in. Now, every year, the kids and I decided which area of science we wanted to focus on in the coming school year. I'd sit the kids down and ask them, hey, what do you want to learn about this year in science? And based on what they told me, that was how we planned out our year. Now, throughout the years, we've spent an entire year, learning about zoology and animal studies. We spent one whole year learning about marine animals and oceanography. Another year, we focused on just astronomy, while another year, we tackled machines and magnets. One year, we even spent an entire school year learning about horses. Yep, a whole year of equestrian studies. Now, my favorite year was when our family spent the entire time learning about the human anatomy, nutrition, and diseases. One year, the kids really wanted to get an annual pass to a local amusement park, so we decided to learn about physics and the laws of motion that year. We attended every educational class that amusement park offered that year, designed our own roller coasters with an online simulation, and of course, experimented with Newton's three laws of motion and Kepler's laws while riding the roller coasters. So, what are the areas of science that really get you or your kids excited? Not sure? Well, then ask them. Watch them. What do they do in their free time? What do they gravitate towards? What questions are they always asking you? Pick that topic to study this year, and then start looking for books and resources and online websites with ideas for experiments and projects and books to read. Now, if your personality really needs a guide or laid out lesson plans, check out Gather Round Unit Studies. She's got some great ones for birds and geology. I also love Apologia's Exploring Creation Young series and Julie Rothman's Nature Anatomy series. Now, the Apologia Young Explorer series has a year-long curriculum, even for an intro into chemistry and physics for the little guys, astronomy, botany, human anatomy, flying creatures, swimming creatures, and land animals. Now, if you love the Charlotte Mason approach and you do want some sort of guide, you'll love these books. But whatever you do, don't listen to the voice in your head that says you're not smart enough, organized enough, or creative enough to teach science without a textbook, because you really don't need one. You just need a library card and a fascination with something. We used our library card to check out all kinds of books about the science topics we were studying. We read some of the books together during our science time, and then each kid independently read some of the books we checked out. As the kids got older, we incorporated a lot of research into our science studies. My older daughter would research topics of interest and would either write a report or teach the information to my son. And then when he was old enough, then they took turns presenting and sharing and teaching each other about what they were learning. Now, one year, we did a whole year of geology studies and literally got all of our books from the library. We read about different rocks and minerals using picture books. We learned how to identify and classify rocks and minerals with the DK encyclopedia books and field guides. I found a load of experiment books in the library on plate tectonics, volcanoes, earthquakes, and the rock cycle. I even found some great cooking and recipe books and YouTube videos that showed how to bake or cook different models of different rocks and how to make edible geodes and rock crystal candy and even an edible volcano. So, what are your kids fascinated with? Dinosaurs? Bugs? Snakes? Rocks? Dogs? Space travel? Gardening? Plants? The physics of baseball? Yeah, we spent one whole year on that too. Whatever it is, you can literally spend months or an entire year learning about that topic with the entire family. And don't forget, you can also spend the entire year just doing nature studies. If you want to spend the year doing nature studies and nature hikes, make sure you listen to a few past Coffee with Carrie episodes. I did one on nature studies. I think it's called Get Your Feet Wet this summer. There's one called Exploring in Your Own Backyard. And then I did a really great interview with Cynthia Garcia about starting your own adventure clubs. You really can do this. All you need is an idea or a topic that you want to study. And then you just start searching your library, bookstores, Amazon, and YouTube for books, resources, and videos that you can use. If you're hesitant to do this alone, or you don't want all the oozy slime and exploding volcanoes in your own kitchen, then this might be a good year to start a science co-op with a few friends. Plan to get together with another family or two. You can meet once a week or once a month. Divvy up the workload by taking turns preparing lessons and activities. Not only will this help keep you accountable, but your kids will enjoy learning with a few of their friends. Now, I did a few episodes on this topic as well, so check out Coffee with Carrie episode called Start a Co-op and the episode called Creation Science, a Year-Long Science Study. And do not feel guilty about doing science only once a week. Most traditional schools only do science once or twice a week. Spend a day going on a field trip or go hiking with your nature journals. Get a family pass to a local museum or a local garden, zoo, or aquarium so that as a family, you can use your pass at least once a month to explore your science topic for the year. Plan to hike once a week or once a month in a local wilderness park or spend hours at the beach or take advantage of free days each month at your local museums and gardens. Our favorite was just spending a lot of time in our own backyard doing nature studies. You can spend your science day going to the library to pick out books, or you can spend your science day staying at home, spending an hour reading aloud from the books that you found at the library. On your science day, you can have your kids spend the day researching a topic or preparing to teach the rest of the family something they learned. As a family, watch a documentary related to the topic you're studying that year. There are so many fun videos and documentaries to watch. And finally, no matter what you decide to study and no matter what field trips you go on, make sure you incorporate as many games as you can into your science studies. You'll be amazed at how many fun and educational science games there are out there on the market. You just need to know where to look. I mean, we learned the periodic table from playing the game called Elemento. The year that we spent the whole time learning about horses, we played Horseopoly a bunch. And there's so many horse games out there. Did you know that there's a Spaceopoly too? Professor Noggins has science topics for just about everything. There are tons of nature games, animal games, trivia games. Y'all, there's just so much out there. Check out my website, coffeewithcarrie.org. I have a few lists and links to some of my favorite games and favorite science resources at Amazon. And if you incorporate morning time in your schedule, put a science picture book or a science game or a science activity in the basket. And if you use a looping or rotating schedule, then every couple of days, you will cover some kind of science in your morning time. So you see, It is that simple, and you don't have to feel any guilt about it. So that's it. Pick a science topic to study all year long with the family. Get a bunch of picture books, chapter books, and activity books to read and use. Okay, I didn't mention this, but Miss Frizzle, oh my goodness, not only are her picture books great, but did you know she has chapter books too for when they're older? So get your hands on the Magic School Bus series. Okay, search the internet for some simple experiments you can do at home or with friends. Watch some documentaries or YouTube videos. Go on some field trips and definitely play a ton of science games. No textbook and no formal curriculum is really needed. It is my kind of stress-free science. I promise, if you keep your science studies simple, everyone, including you, will have a blast this year exploring God's big, bright, beautiful world. Thank you for hanging out with me and for joining me for this little coffee break. If this is your first time joining me, make sure you check out my book, Just Breathe and Take a Sip of Coffee, Homeschool and Step with God. If you're new to homeschooling or you're looking for ways to simplify and streamline your homeschooling, this is a perfect book to read. You can purchase it at Amazon or at my website, coffeewithcarrie.org. Now, if you heard something you liked or something new, then share our podcast with a friend who might need a little encouragement this week. Or share it with a mom friend who's struggling to teach science this year in a way that's stress-free. And if you haven't already, we would love for you to subscribe to Coffee with Carrie Homeschool Podcast and then take a few minutes to leave a little review. This really is the best way to help other moms find our podcast and be encouraged too. Thank you in advance for listening to us each week and for sharing our podcast, book, and homeschool mom ministry with your friends. We're so very honored and grateful. It's our prayer that our website, consulting services, podcasts, and book will help you homeschool one step at a time, one day at a time, and one cup of coffee at a time. We're praying for you. Stay healthy. God bless, and see you next time.